Watched the Blackburn game last night. Absolutely shocking. Possibly the worst Blackburn team I've seen in 20 years. Worse, by far worse than the team that got relegated. We look absolutely awful. It's amazing how you've got players there in that defence who did a job under Mark Hughes and look good players. Ryan Nelson being one of them, who now just look ordinary. Morten Gamst Pedersen wouldn't get in a Sunday League team in my area, so I don't know how he's getting in that Blackburn side. He's useless. I've never known a left winger who doesn't want to take a man on. He would rather, if you watch him, he'd rather let the ball go out for a corner or for a throw-in. He's obsessed with throw-ins. If I was Allardyce, I would tell him that throw-ins, it stops. Other people take throw-ins. He has got this obsession, like he's a one-trick pony and it's the only thing he does. Up front, we've got nothing. I mean, as I said in the boo that I did last night, we've got nothing at Rovers up front. He has to bring a striker in. He has to sort the defence out, or else we're going down. There's no two ways about it. Other stuff I've read today. Burnley's new manager, possibly the Doncaster manager, Joe Driscoll, or Brian Laws from Sheffield Wednesday. Very strange moves, both of them. And there's so many top name managers floating around. But they go for someone like two people like that who have no Premier League experience. I don't understand it. Liverpool, Tom Hicks has come out in an email, I think, to one of the supporters or a supporters group saying that they won't be really signing anybody in January, but the summer's going to be massive. I think the summer will be massive because they'll be getting rid of him. I really think he's going. Man City last night looked superb, and I really do think they're title challengers. They look really good. Tevez looks just a great player. There's no two ways about it. He looks genius on the pitch at the minute. He just looks like it's so easy to him. And you can't help thinking that they'll bring another couple of players in this January window. So it'll be very interesting watching. As for the other teams, well, Arsenal, Sol Campbell, interesting move. That's if it comes off. We'll see what happens. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting month. See who signs players up, and then who then kicks on from there. You've got to think it's got to be Liverpool are out of the title race. I even think they're out of the top four race. In my eyes, it's City, Chelsea, Arsenal, United now. Spurs fighting for a top four place. Birmingham, I think, are going to be fighting for a top four place. So it's going to be very, very interesting.